1 Corinthians chapter 14, pursue love and be zealous for spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. For the one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people but to God, for no one understands him because he speaks mysteries in the Spirit. But the one who prophesies speaks to people to build them up, to exhort them, and to comfort them. The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. Now I wish that you all spoke in tongues, but even more than that, I wish that you would prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets so that the church may receive edification. But now, brothers, if I come to you speaking in tongues, how will I benefit you? I cannot, unless I speak to you with revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching. In the same way, when lifeless instruments are producing sounds, like the flute or the harp, if they do not produce different tones, how will anyone know what tune the flute or harp is playing? For if the trumpet is played with an uncertain sound, how will anyone know when it is time to prepare for a battle? It is the same way for you with the tongue. If you utter speech that is not clear, how will what is said be understood? You will be speaking into the air. There are doubtless many kinds of languages in the world, and none is without meaning. But if I do not know the meaning of a language, I will be a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker will be a foreigner to me. So it is with you, since you are eager for the manifestations of the Spirit. Seek for the edification of the church, so that you might abound. So the one who speaks in a tongue should pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my mind. I will sing with my spirit, and I will also sing with my mind. Otherwise, if you bless God with the spirit, how will the outsider say amen when you are giving thanks if he does not know what you are saying? For you certainly give thanks well enough, but the other person is not built up. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. But in the church, I would rather speak five words with my understanding so that I might instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers, do not be children in your thinking. Rather, in regard to evil, be like infants, but in your thinking, be mature. In the law it is written, by men of strange tongues and by the lips of strangers I will speak to this people. Even then they will not hear me, says the Lord. So then, tongues are a sign not to believers, but to unbelievers. But prophecy is for a sign, not for unbelievers, but for believers. If therefore the whole church comes together and all speak in tongues, and outsiders and unbelievers come in, would they not say that you are insane? But if you all were prophesying and an unbeliever or an outsider came in, he would be convicted by all he hears. He would be judged by all that is said. The secrets of his heart would be revealed. As a result, he would fall on his face and worship God. He would declare that God is really among you. What is next then, brothers? When you come together, each one has a psalm, a teaching, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Do everything so that you build up the church. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be two or at most three, and each one in turn, and then someone should interpret what is said. But if there is no one to interpret, let each of them keep silent in the church. Let each one speak to himself alone and to God. Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others listen with discernment to what is said. But if there is a revelation to one who is sitting, let the first be silent. For each of you can prophesy one by one, so that each one may learn and all may be exhorted. For the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. This is the rule in all the churches of God's holy people. The women should keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak. Instead, they should be in submission, as also the law says. If there is anything they desire to learn, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is disgraceful for a woman to speak in the church. Did the word of God come from you? Are you the only ones it has reached? If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, he should acknowledge that the things I write to you are a command of the Lord. But if anyone does not recognize this, let him not be recognized. So then, brothers, earnestly desire to prophesy, and do not forbid anyone from speaking in tongues. But let all things be done properly and in order.